West of the Rockies, welcome to Coast to Coast. You're up with us. Good morning.
Hi, George. How are you today?
Good. I'm wonderful. Thank you.
Good. I didn't call in on the memory line.
But that's all right.
This is a memory.
Okay.
This is really a long time ago. When I graduated from business college, my father's company had moved him to West Virginia, Charleston, West Virginia. So my mom and he went there, and there was just my brother and me growing up. So we were small, but a very close family. Anyway, I hadn't lived there very long, and I was dating this man. And one night, he had an airplane, and he said, "Do you mind if we go out to the airport while I pick something up out of my locker?" And I said, "No, I don't mind." Well, he wanted to take a shortcut. The shortcut was up this mountain, very dark, muddy mountain road,
uh-huh.
And it was raining. Well, he decided we were going to park, and he had always been a gentleman before. I mean, I had been out with him several times, more than several.
So you weren't nervous about this moment?
No. Okay. I mean, when he said we were going to take a shortcut, I believed he was going to take a shortcut.
Sure.
So he stopped and turned the car motor off, and I said, "Well, what are you doing?" And he kissed me, and long story short, I ended up getting out of the car and grabbing my purse and heading off into the woods.
In the middle of no man's land.
In the middle of no man's land. And he rolled down the window and he said, "Get back in the car. There's bears and coyotes and wolves." And I said, "I'm safer here with them than I am with you, and I wouldn't get back in the car."
The worst wolf is in this car.
That's right. So he, you know, he waited and he kind of, finally he got disgusted and he left.
He left you?
He left. I wouldn't have gotten back in the car. I mean, I ran into the woods and I wasn't to be seen. So it took me quite a while. And as I said, it was raining a bit. I wasn't that familiar with the area, but I did get down off the mountain road. And I had to cross this big highway. I don't remember how many lanes of highway it was. I mean, we're going back years. So I'm walking down the highway, and this big semi stopped. And when he stopped, he got out of the car, and he started towards me, and I turned around and started to run. And he said, "Wait a minute, wait a minute." He says, I'm not going to hurt you. He said, "I promise, I'm not going to hurt you."
Famous last words, right?
Yeah. But after the guy left and I was walking down, I wasn't really afraid, but I got angry. And when I got angry, I cried. So I was a mess. I was muddy from the woods and the road, and I was mad, so I was crying. And anyway, this guy, I must have been a thing of beauty. So the trucker finally, I stopped. And he said, I won't go. I'll go so slowly you can jump out of the truck. I promise." So, I mean, I would trust him. So we got in the truck, and after a few miles, I did kind of believe him. And he asked me where I lived, and I told him. And we're driving along, and he said, "Don't you think we better stop at the hospital?"
The hospital?
Mm-hmm. So I said, no. He said, "Well, I think we better." I said, "Why would I want to go to the hospital?" He says, "Well, you have blood all over the front of you." I said, "Oh, that's not mine." I said, "That's from him." My brother had taught me how to fight. I mean, we weren't a violent family, but he taught me how to take care of myself.
You smacked him in the nose?
I hit him in the nose with my heel on my hand.
Oh, my gosh.
Now, George, I wasn't 5 foot tall, and I probably weighed 95 pounds. And here I am, this tiny little girl. And, I mean, it didn't matter. This guy was a good size, but he was sincere. He was going to have his way with me, and I was just as sincere. He wasn't.
You broke his nose.
Yes, I did. So the trucker, as I told him where I lived, he said, I said, you know, wait a minute, I think you better drop me off at my friend's house. And he said, no, I want to take you home. I said, no, I don't think my dad better see me like this. And he said, well, I think you don't know my father.
And, you know, plus as nice as he was, you don't want him to know where you live.
That's right. And I did tell them about it the next day, but I didn't go in all rainy and muddy and smeared up. And so this is really a thank you to whoever the truck driver was in Charleston, West Virginia, who rescued me.
Now, won't it be great, you talk about synchronicity, if we get a call from a truck driver who says, let me tell you about my memory story. I'm in... You never know.
You never know. I want you to know I've emailed you, and I've listened even before when Art was broadcasting out of Reno, but mm-hmm. I have never called in. I felt so compelled to call tonight.
I love the story. Thanks.
And you're doing a great job. Thank you, sir.